The following is a paid program, and the views expressed on this show do not represent the views of WJZ AM, Intercom Communications, its sponsors, or affiliates.
From the farms to the winner's circle and everywhere in between, this is Maryland Horse Radio on CBS Sports Radio 1300. We cover the entire horse industry, from the Preakness to the Maryland Million to the Columbia Classic Grand Prix, brought to you by Laurel Park. Now, here's Dan Salter at Maryland Horse Radio on CBS Sports Radio 1300.
With a quarter of a mile to go, Ms. Locust Point turns for home in the What a Summer Stakes with a 2.5 length advantage, seeking the Giant Pearl and Tuskegee head-to-head for second, then Angel at War and My Magician. But through the last furlong, here's Ms. Locust Point. She's loving Laurel again. Third stakes win at Laurel. She's 3-for-3 at Laurel. She's Ms. Locust Point. Ms. Locust Point crushes them to win by 3 from Tuskegee and My Magician, Angel at War, seeking the Giant Pearl.
And good evening. Welcome to the program, Maryland Horse Radio, presented by Laurel Park, the voice of Maryland Racing there. Dave Robin with the stretch call. That was the What a Summer Stakes, January 20th out there at Laurel Park. And the talented, very talented four-year-old filly, Miss Locust Point. That was her third stakes win at Laurel Park. She's a perfect 3-for-3 at Laurel Park. She's trained by John Service. She's a four-year-old filly by Dialed In. She's going to get the meet's leading rider out at Laurel Park currently for the winter meet. The meet's leading rider, Georgie Vargas Jr., is going to ride number 9, Miss Locust Point, 4-to-1 morning line. She's my top pick in this Saturday's feature out at Laurel Park. Oh, what a huge day we're going to have for you this Saturday at Laurel Park. The Sprint Fest Winter Carnival featuring 6 stake races, with the feature being the Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie. That's race 10. That's the race Miss Locust Point's going to run in. That's my best bet of the day. We also have the Grade 3 General George, the John B. Campbell, the Miracle Wood, the Maryland Racing Media Stakes, and the Wide Country Stakes. 6 stake races for you this Saturday at Laurel Park. If you come out and buy a program, you're going to get a free Maryland Jockey Club sweatshirt. There's a frozen ice wall with over $2,500 of prizes you can chisel away at and win some cash prizes in there. Plus, we have a nice Mardi Gras New Orleans flavor buffet. Huge day of racing for you this Saturday. Here's what's coming up on the show tonight. Coming up here in a couple seconds, our first special guest of the night, the odds maker for the Maryland Jockey Club, Keith Fustel. He's going to join us talking about the 6 stake races this Saturday. Then coming up in the second segment, we'll catch up with local trainer Kenny Decker. He has 2 shots in the Grade 3 General George. He has Awesome Banner, who won the Fire Plug last out, and also Fellowship, who was a nice 3 other than allowance winner last out. Kenny Decker with 2 live shots in the Grade 3 General George. We'll catch up with him in the second segment. But first, our ExpressBet.com stakes preview brought to you by Your Way to Play, ExpressBet.com. Let's get Keith Fustel, the morning line odds maker out there for the Maryland Jockey Club. You also call the charts for Equibase. That's all the information that people see in the daily racing form when they do their handicapping. And what a card we have out there this Saturday, Keith. And it had to be a tough job doing the line for this card, because we have a lot of shippers, a lot of talented shippers coming in from all over the place.
No doubt. And the Fritchie and the General George, highly competitive fields, 4 or 5 horses that are very difficult to split on the line. You kind of look down, and some of these horses, Stan, are coming off races where they were hammered down to even money, 3-to-5, 4-to-5. You're going to get a lot better value than that on these horses if you like them on Saturday.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Talking about Miss Locust Point, my pick in the Grade 2, Barbara Fritchie, she's 4-to-1. She's second choice morning line. And before we talk more about her, she's my best bet of the day. Let's start with the morning line favored in the Grade 2, Barbara Fritchie, because a very interesting development going on with the morning line favored for the Grade 2, Barbara Fritchie, number 11, Highway Star, 7-to-2 morning line. She's a 5-year-old mare that's made over $1 million for a trainer, Rodriguez. Ubillo, but no rider named on this horse. So that's pretty intriguing. You're favored for a Grade 2 and no rider name, so we don't know who's going to ride Highway Star yet.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you had any update. I have heard nothing. And looking at the race, Miss Locust Point, she's been pounded down every race. But you know what? this is the real test for her.
Sure.
She's facing some horses that are very seasoned, some older fillies and mares. And Highway Star, I had to make her a slight favorite. I mean, she's, you know, grade one, misses by a head in the ballerina.
Yeah.
You know, wins a grade two in late September up in New York. I just had to give her a slight edge. I know Miss Locust Point would not surprise me. I guess if the public goes that way, I just kind of think you got to lean the safe way was Highway Star. I still think, you know, she's going to be right there, 1-2, 2-1. Kazan, you got to love her form. And this Divine Miss Gray coming in for Danny Gargan is vastly improved. It was a 16 claimer. And how about Burn for Grand Motion freshened up? Takes on Older off of a big, big race back in November in the Safely Kept Stakes at Laurel.
I pick Miss Locust Point on top over Burn. You know, Burn's going to be running late, just like she did in the Safely Kept, where she was far back in the Safely Kept, and she came with a five-wide move and won going away like a good thing. Got a 93 buyer as a three-year-old filly. So she's by Bernardini. She's probably going to be better now as a four-year-old, her trainer, Graham Motion and Fergal Lynch. I think the speed Miss Locust Point has, and you get the leading rider Vargas aboard for John Service. I think that speed on the outside, Vargas is going to be able to dictate the terms early on. He's going to make it his race. He can go the front if he wants to. If there's some other speed to the inside, he can have a nice stalking trip on the outside.
Yeah, agreed. She looks like she's going to be the most tactical. The other one, probably Divine Miss Gray. She'll have to overcome the rail post, but she's in great form right now. She keys up against some runners that have done okay, going for broke, the third place finisher last time out in the inner bar behind her. Was competitive with the likes of Highway Star not too long ago. But Miss Locust Point, as you say, she's perfect over this racetrack. She has won it to seven for a long distance. She won back in the Gin Talking last winter as a three-year-old. She did that as a two-year-old. Anyhow, but looking ahead, what will happen, you know, if she gets looked in the eye by the quarter pole? I don't know, but she may be able to just sprint away. She has that edge, I think, definitely through the first 5/8 of a mile. What's going to happen in those last two furlongs?
There'll definitely be some speed to the inside. You know, one, Divine Miss Gray, who's won two in a row, Kendrick Carmouche, one of the best gate riders in the business. He's going to be sending for his life early on with the breaking from the one hole, right?
Yeah, I would think he's going to have to get some position. She's got the bottom in her. Look, she wins at a mile race, two races back at Aqueduct. She'll get position. It's going to be a really interesting race once they leave the 3/8 pole. Miss Locust Point is being able to kind of edge away from a little bit lighter competition. What will she do now? Would not surprise me if she wins, but she is going to be tested like she's never tested before, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Agreed. Yeah. I go with her on top, Miss Locust Point. You have your pick in the Fritchie yet? Or you still looking at it?
You know, I'm still looking deep. I probably won't go Miss Locust Point on top. I'll use her in the mix. This Divine Miss Gray has really kind of caught my eye. Burned, as you said, he's bringing her back up. She's been freshened since November for Grand Motion. First try against Older. She could be the one. This is maybe what she really wants, to be a one-run sprinter. And she really didn't have a duel. She got an honest pace last time, and she was on the best part of the racetrack. But she didn't have light courses killing each other on the front. And a stroll in the park for Larry Jones went out. She'll clear, set an honest pace. She rolled home, circled five wide, and went past some good horses. You're loving Shimmering Aspen like they were tied to a tree at the 8th pole. And her final time, Stan, 1/5 faster than the City of Laurel, which had some crack sprinters in it that day.
You're talking about Burn winning the Safely Kept?
Burn, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's been working on that, and she hasn't missed a 1 minute of training, because she's been training down there at Palm Meadows in Florida. So that's kind of interesting. Motion wanted to keep her on a tight schedule to have her ready for this race. That's kind of telling there that she was training down there, you know, working up to this race. What a betting race it's going to be.
Your
morning line favorite, you got a 7-2 Highway Star, and you'll get every bit of 7-2. I think the public going to have a hard time deciding who the favorite is in the Grade 2 Fritchie.
Agreed. I'll be interested to see if Fish's Pond stays in, and maybe one or two of these other ones might bring these horses down a notch or two, but still very difficult to split. Anyway, you slice it with several of these runners.
All right, so that's the Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie. That's race 10 on Saturday's program. We kick off the race weekend tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we have holiday racing this Monday for President's Day. We'll have live racing at Laurel Park. First race post time all weekend long is 12:30. Now let's take a look at the other greatest stakes we have out there Saturday. The Grade 3 General George, Race 9, going 7 furlongs. Some of the best sprinters in the country. And I'm going to go with the local horse, the 5-year-old Awesome Banner, the homebred for Jaxer Better Farm and trainer Kenny Decker. Now, this horse was good when he was young. He won the Swale and the Hutchison when he was a young horse. And it might have taken him a while to get back to the winner's circle, but he was running against some of the top sprinters in the country last year. He was second in the Grade 1 Vanderbilt, just missed in the Grade 2 Phoenix at Keeneland, and he put it all together with a strong 97 buyer when he won the Fire Plug last out. I think he's sitting on a big 5-year-old campaign. Your thoughts on Awesome Banner and the other Kenny Decker horse in there as well, Fellowship?
I like both of them. I think they both have a legit chance. Fellowship going to hold value, and don't think that this horse can't upset this field given the right kind of setup. And he gets a little added help from the rail. If this horse, Cowboy Miz, stays in, he'll enhance the pace. So I think Fellowship is a sneaky long shot for Kenny Decker. The higher the prices of the Kenny Decker runners and the General George. Another race, very close. Would not surprise me if Awesome Banner's the favorite. The public, they usually like jumping in on these New York horses, though. Great Stuff, who I made a slight favorite, did not get much play in the Day's Friend behind Favorite Tail. Then he goes up, got a perfect setup, kind of in maybe an inflated number of 102, the buyer figure in the Toboggan. I don't think he's going to get that good of a setup again. I think he regresses slightly, but I think the public will jump. They'll see that glaring number, and money will come in on him. Definitely do share and Awesome Banner. I think they will be the three clear favorites in that race. But Awesome Banner is going to get a great trip. He's tactical standing. Boy, he will duke it out with you on the front, and he's tough as nails from the quarter pole home.
Yeah, when he gets in front and gets looked in the eyeball, he's dead game. I picked him on top over Great Stuff. I'm thinking maybe Great Stuff bounces a little bit off that big 102, which was a career best as a 6-year-old. And like you said, he had the perfect setup in the Toboggan, and maybe he gets caught 4 or 5 wide around that far turn. I think a cagey local veteran jockey like J.D. Acosta, he's going to get the jump on the field, turn it for home, and, you know, try to open up on Awesome Banner. I think so. Yeah. So the favorite, Great Stuff. He just might, you know, be a step late coming from behind.
Yeah, I agree. Do share similar running styles. Right. He missed a little bit. He was caught up in New York. We haven't seen him since the 23rd of December. He did get the better of Great Stuff a little while back. Hey, you know, the real X factor horse is this one horse, Cowboy Miz, who's just turned into a different horse from September to December. I don't know what to make of him. He could be the flying ointment for Awesome Banner. He'll have to deal with him kind of like he put the pressure on Favorite Tail. Maybe he puts him away easily. He's not nearly as seasoned as some of these runners, but he could be a factor, you know, on the front end. It could kind of change the complexion and help things set up. Fellowship and Great Stuff. The only thing you got to remember for the bettors out there, in the Day's Friend on January the 8th, that was a day where speed was really good. The track held speed up. You added speed and a little bit of stamina. You stayed around. Fellowship and Great Stuff really didn't get a chance, and Fellowship actually had trouble at the quarter pole in that race and came back to win. But Fellowship belongs with these horses. He can run with these horses. He was only, 7 lengths behind Roy, stall-walking dude. He runs a 95 back in April at Laurel, beating a real nice sprinter in Lakai.
Yep.
He's sleepy. He could jump up and get you.
And you get a cagey journeyman jockey on him, Cowboy Steve Hamilton. Mm-hmm. So we both like Fellowship. And So I have Awesome Banner on top. And he just beat a couple other horses that are in this race. It's a Journey and Something Awesome. And both those horses, I think, very live at 6-1. Something Awesome for Corrales. And It's the Journey, who loves it at Laurel Park, for trainer Mike Giambetta.
Yeah, It's the Journey kind of was rolling right along for Trombetta through the summer. They went down to Keeneland, just kind of got off his game a little bit. But he was back on his game in that race last time in the Fire Plug. And he's another one, 7 furlongs distance. It suits him. He may have hung a touch last time out, but he's tactical enough. He could get, you know, he's going to be spying, no doubt, Awesome Banner around the turn, maybe leaving the 3/8 to the quarter pole. And he's the one that's going to want this one horse to have, you know, a little bit more speed to maybe soften Awesome Banner.
All right, so the Grade 3 General George, that's Race 9 this Saturday at Laurel Park. The Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie, the feature of the day, that's Race 10 this Saturday at Laurel. The 6 stake races starts in Race 5 with the John Campbell going 2 turns for $100,000. Looks like a Fleet Willie is going to be awfully tough in there for our leading trainer, Claudio Gonzalez.
Well, he's just, you know, that last race was awfully good. He got away with it on the front and was able to walk the dog, but kind of toyed with a horse. John Jones, we know, is a good horse around here. Loves Laurel Park. Yeah, he looks like he's got the tactical advantage. Main threats, maybe Turco Bravo, Zanotti. But Azafa, again, he's a horse kind of hoping for a little bit more flow. Don't know what if he's going to get it, but boy, he finished up well despite slow fractions. Last time out, we're running second behind a Fleet Willie. He's going to hold value again. The public just doesn't bet him.
Yeah, and Carlos Quinones has won on this horse before at a big price. Bodhisattva still going strong as a six-year-old, ran against American Pharoah and all those horses back in the Preakness a few years ago. So good to see Bodhisattva still going. One of my favorite races of the day is going to be the Miracle Wood for three-year-olds, 100,000 going a mile. And I like VIP Code in there for trainer Phil Schoenthal. He ran a big race last out in the Frank Wiley. He might have needed that race. I think he's going to like the added ground he gets in the Miracle Wood. I saw him gallop this morning. He's got a nice strong gallop, big stride. I like VIP Code going to that second wire in the Miracle Wood.
Yeah, the true test, even Tim Keith mentioned it. You know, they're going to stretch still having fun out the favorite, the 8-5 favorite in the Miracle Wood until he kind of says no. He bucked the bias, still having fun, did last time out in the Frank Wiley. VIP Code was five lengths behind him. But once again, we've seen this, Dan. The horse is just stretching out a little bit further. It's an odd thing. It looks like still having fun to just widen away, but you've seen it time and time again. These stayers can kind of grind you down, and VIP Coach certainly likes, he looks like that kind of horse for Phil Schoenthal. He's been very professional in his races at Laurel. Liked him right off the bat, visually, the way he ran in his first couple races at Laurel. He's shown he can run on the turf, which, you know, bodes well. He's a great kind of horse for an owner, versatile, short, long turf or dirt. You got to love it.
All right, yeah, that's going to be one of my favorite races of the day, the Miracle Wood. Lacey Gaudette has a nice three-year-old coming off a layoff. Dynamic Asset was 2-for-2 last year as a two-year-old. He's a big good-looking son of astrology. He might like the added distance. Tough assignment going a mile off the layoff. But Wentz in there for trainer John Service and the outside horse. He Hate Me, the Sagamore Farm horse for Horacio De Paz. What do you? He was a stakes winner as a two-year-old, came back with a good second last out down there. Tampa.
Yeah, interesting horse. World of Trouble, the horse that beat him at Tampa in the Pasco last time out. Very, very fast. A horse that maybe they snuck away with one with him early in his career. I think he ran for a tag, but has run awfully fast in Florida. And He Hate Me off of a little bit of a hiatus, which just, you know, got a little bit weary chasing this really fast horse around the track. But he did hold down second. Looking at the breeding, you've got Algorithms, who the sire was 3-for-3 lifetime. His horses are hitting with 14%, 14% clip going long on the dirt. Bottom side, couldn't get a great gauge. The second dam, you see a lot of sprint speed. I think this horse will take aim. I think he'll improve off of the effort at Tampa, and he's going to have a target. Wentz and Old Time Revival, not a whole lot maybe splitting them early on. They're going to set an honest pace, and He Hate Me may get first run over the likes of Still Having Fun at VIP Code. I'm not sure about this mile distance right now.
It's a nice race, only seven in there, but I think seven very, very talented three-year-olds. We're going to hear some more from these horses. Wouldn't surprise me at all. We see some of these horses back in March in the private terms, and then you had that Tessio in April. That's a win, and you're in for the Preakness. So I think we're going to see some nice three-year-olds in the Miracle Wood this Saturday. Keith, we're out of time. We could have you on the whole show. We'll get you and Robin back in studio for another show, and I promise I won't get caught in traffic and be late to that show. And so we'll do that as we get closer to some of the big races this spring at Laurel and Pimlico.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on tonight. We should have a strong handle this Saturday. The racing office did a nice job, and I think the weather's going to be all right. They're calling for us a few flurries, but I think we'll be fine. It'll be warm enough. It'll melt right away.
I think it's going to come a little bit maybe later in the day, later through the card. I think we'll be okay. Just a little bit of a chill in the air. We got spoiled today, but sounds good. Great card, and I'll see you down there tomorrow, Stan, for a Friday day of racing at Laurel Park.
Oh, yeah, a couple nice carryovers tomorrow to kick off the weekend. Thank you very much, Keith. We'll see you tomorrow. All right, there you go. Keith Fustel, odds maker for the Maryland Jockey Club the past several years. He's also the chart caller for Equibase up there in the press box. He sees every race. He sees what happens in every race all the way around the track. He puts all the information along with his colleague up there, Bill Brasselme. They put all the information you see in the Daily Racing Form. Pleasure to have him on the program tonight talking about Big Saturday at Laurel Park. This Saturday, the Sprint Fest Winter Carnival featuring six stake races. We're going to catch up with trainer Kenny Decker. He has two horses entered in the Grade 3 General George. He's going to join us in the next segment for our ExpressBet.com stakes preview. Stay right here. Maryland Horse Radio presented by Laurel Park. We're coming right back.